We get things started in this hour by getting you ready for opening night, Sunday night, banner night for the Patriots against the Pittsburgh Steelers, as we're joined by Andy Hart of WEEI. Hello there, Andy.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
How's that?
Beautiful night and football season.
Yeah. How's the new gig going? Have you straightened those people out yet?
I'm getting there. We'll get the ship going in the right direction soon. But, no, it's actually been really enjoyable. It's been a different challenge, different change, and so far I'm really enjoying it.
Well, here we are. It's hard to believe it's a football season already, but we start in earnest on Sunday night. And you wrote about it at WEEI.com. A lot of the talk has been largely about people who aren't there, Rob Gronkowski and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, and certainly as we find out today, Antonio Brown is not really anywhere these days
in
his own little world. But, yeah, you look at it, I mean, these two teams played, you know, the end of the season, December, a year ago, and you turn the page to this year, and a Hall of Fame wide receiver traded out of town from Pittsburgh, and a Hall of Fame tight end retires for New England. So certainly that's going to add a little bit of a different dynamic to this game. And then, you know, from a Patriots perspective, they don't really know what their offense is going to be. You know, Mike Tomlin talked about they've moved on from great receivers before in Pittsburgh, whether it was Mike Wallace or Santonio Holmes or Hines Ward, and they have Juju Newster, who, you know, is a very good player, led the league in receiving yards a year ago. Not quite as simple for the Patriots to just turn to, you know, another tight end or another focal point of the offense. And Tom Brady hasn't really been on the field with any of these guys, whether it's Julian Edelman or Demaryius Thomas or Josh Gordon. So, you know, to expect them to come right out the gates and be, you know, throwing the ball all over the field and putting up points, I think people might be a little disappointed. I think there might be a little bit of a work in progress on offense right now.
Will the Patriots even throw a ball in the direction of a tight end on Sunday?
I will say sure, but not too many. If you set the line at 1.5, I take the under, quite frankly, because, you know, Matt Lacoste is banged up, didn't really do a lot this summer, and then you look at Ryan Izzo, was on IR last year, 7th-round pick. He sort of thought of more of as a blocking tight end. So now that he's, you know, on the roster, that's just not going to be a strength of this offense. And what you're probably going to see is a hell of a lot more passes to running back. And I know James White's been a significant receiver for this team, but you talk to Ivan Fios, his coach, and he thinks he can do more. He's talked about it. And, you know, that's a guy that caught 87 passes as a running back a year ago. But I think they're going to throw the ball quite a bit to Sony Michel, to Damian Harris, to Rex Burkhead, to James, whoever's on the field at running back, I think they better be ready to catch the football.
How much pressure is there come Sunday night on Ted Karras?
A ton. And, you know, it's not just Ted Karras. He's the latest, you know, talking point because of David Andrews going on IR with the blood clots and being a captain in the center and, you know, the guy that makes all the line calls. But people now forget that Isaiah Wynn is your starting left tackle. Never played an NFL game, was hurt a year ago. So you've got two spots right there on the offensive line, and you could argue the two most important spots, left tackle and center, that are new faces. And, you know, I think around here we fall sort of victim to the idea that, you know, Dante Scarnecchio will figure it out. He's done it in the past, and whatever he puts together is always good enough. It'll be interesting to see if it is good enough, because this is a really, really good defensive front for Pittsburgh. And I think Coach Belichick said the other day, led the NFL in sacks over the last 2 years. They have inside pressure, big guys, athletic guys, outside pressures. That's a lot of pressure, literally and figuratively, on Ted Karras. And, you know, to get Tom Brady going, to get this passing attack going, which we just talked about, might have its own little issues and things to work through. You may have to block for an extra half second, not make Brady get rid of it a half second early. So, yeah, certainly those guys, Isaiah Wynn and Ted Karras, are going to be in the spotlight on opening night.
Now, if he's got time to get the ball downfield, one possible advantage for the Patriots is he's got receivers with some pretty good size.
Oh, no question. You know, I think that's going to be sort of a new look or a new wrinkle to this passing attack is, you know, the size on the outside, the back shoulder throws, Demaryius Thomas, Josh Gordon, even Jacoby Myers, the undrafted rookie, and then hopefully down the road come November, N'Keal Harry, the first-round pick. Definitely more size at the wide receiver position. And, you know, I think that plays into Brady's strength. You know, he's never been great at the deep ball or the guy that's really going to throw a bomb and let a guy run under it 50 yards downfield. But if you want to throw it 20, 25 yards downfield and he throws that back shoulder and the guy comes back and get it, he certainly can do that as well as anyone with that accuracy. And I think that's going to be, because I'm not sure right now, especially Josh Gordon and Demaryius Thomas, I'm not sure how open they're going to get, what they have left in terms of speed and athleticism and quickness. But I can tell you they can out-muscle people to the football. They can catch the football on contested plays. We've seen that from both of them already in the preseason and on the practice field. And I think that's going to have to be a part of this offense. You're going to have Julian Edelman underneath, but those big guys on the outside are going to have to fight for the football and get their timing down with Tom Brady.
We're talking with Andy Hart of WEEI here on Downtown. Defense certainly at this point looks to be the strength of this team. Is the secondary the strength of the defense?
Yeah, I think so. I think the strength of the defense goes from back end to front end. I think the secondary is really good. I think the linebackers are very good. And then I think the front is good, but probably the biggest question on that side of the ball. I mean, you look in the back end, you're talking about Stephon Gilmore, who is now an all-pro cornerback. You have Devin McCourty, who's been a pro bowler at both safety and corner. You have Patrick Chung, who, if you listen to Bill Belichick, is one of the more underrated defensive football players in the National Football League. You know, J.C. Jackson and Jason McCourty are two very good, experienced corners. There's certainly depth there. There's talent there. There's versatility there. Even a guy like Jawan Williams, their second-round pick, looks like he's going to be a matchup option who can play safety and corner, be physical at the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, I think that should be the strength of the team and the strength of the defense. Now they have to prove it. And it's going to be tested a little bit by, you know, Ben Roethlisberger and Juju in this passing attack that, you know, put up a lot of yards and a lot of points a year ago. Now, to be fair, that included Antonio Brown. So they're going to have to prove they can be as effective without a Hall of Fame caliber receiver, a guy who had six straight years with 100 catches. But yeah, this right out the gate, this defense gets tested, and if they pass this test, then you have some, you know, Dolphins, Jets, Bills, division opponents where you might be able to pick up some momentum. We might be talking about this as a defense first team and one of the better defenses in football, but you know they got to prove it first in September, and they've had some hiccups in the early part of the season in the past.
What's the game plan to try and contain Schuster?
You know, it's interesting. It's over the years, a lot of times what they've done is they've taken their number two corner and a safety and put it on the other team's best weapon. So that would probably be J.C. Jackson and Devin McCourty, seeing a lot of Juju. But I also think there's a pretty big drop-off now with the Steelers in terms of their number two weapon after Smith-Schuster. So I wouldn't be stunned if you just say, I'm not going to let Juju beat me. So I'm going to put Stephon Gilmore on him. If I need to help out a little bit with McCourty, I'll do that because I believe in the depth of my secondary and that my coverage guys are better than your other receivers, whether it's Dante Moncrief or the other guys that they have to work with. So it wouldn't stun me to see Stephon Gilmore on Juju, but if they do it like they've done more often in the past, it's probably J.C. Jackson and help, and then Gilmore just goes one-on-one with one of the other guys and shuts him down. So it'll be interesting, and it'll also be interesting to see if they can get the pass rush. Because as, you know, it's been beaten into me over the years by Bill Belichick, it doesn't really matter how good your coverage is. If you don't get any rush and the quarterback stands back there without any fear of sack or getting hit, eventually he's going to find somebody open. So, you know, this versatile front is going to have to show the ability, whether it's, you know, the outside linebacker types like Hightower and Van Noy, or whether it's, you know, Michael Bennett up the middle in some sub situations. They're going to have to get some pressure on Ben Roethlisberger to help out that back end, because nobody can cover forever, regardless of how good you are.
How aggressive do you think they'll be, Andy? Are we likely to see a lot of blitzes, a lot of stunting?
I think we will. I don't know that it'll be a lot of spelling out, you know, sort of Greg Williams style or some of the things we've seen elsewhere, but they were more aggressive, I thought, a year ago with picking their spots with some blitzes and some twists and stunts with Brian Flores running the defense. And, you know, you have a young, aggressive guy like Gerard Mayo coming in this year that's at least going to be calling the plays, at least helping put together the defensive game plan with Bill Belichick. So my guess is with all these athletes coming from all over the field and the versatility, but also the confidence you have on the outside and guys like Gilmore and Jackson, they will be a little bit more aggressive because I don't think they have great pass rushers. I don't think really beyond Michael Bennett, I'm not sure they have anybody else that you say, yeah, he can line up one-on-one and he'll get pressure if we go a four-man rush. So I think they are going to have to manufacture it a little bit to get some pressure. So I do think you'll see them pick their spots with whether it's sending an extra linebacker or a safety or playing some games inside with guys like Bennett and Wise. I think you'll see a little bit of creativity up front in the pass rush.
Is Mike Tomlin the X factor? If it's a close game down the stretch, can we count on him doing something to give the Patriots the win?
Well, I would say the combination of Mike Tomlin and Ben Roethlisberger. They've both, over the years, you know, they're very successful. They're very good. They have Hall of Fame credentials and, you know, rings, Super Bowl rings. So it's hard to really question them. I know a lot of Steelers fans get very defensive, but I also think both have shown the ability to make really bad mistakes in key spots. Certainly Roethlisberger, bad interceptions, bad decisions. And I think Tomlin is a similar advantage for the Patriots on the sideline. If this is a tight game and you're going to say, which coach do you want making a decision, it's Bill Belichick 100 times out of 100. And the same thing at quarterback. If you want to pick a quarterback to make the right decision and the right throw, I don't know that anybody would take Roethlisberger over Brady. So, yeah, those two guys, if you get in a dogfight and you're in a fourth quarter with the game on the line, they need to prove that in Foxborough on opening night, they can make the plays to win.
Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, 4-1 in banner nights, which I don't think means anything. But what will it be like? What will be going on? Is the commissioner going to be there?
I don't think the commissioner is going to be there, although I haven't actually checked on that officially. I know that they have hashtag Legends Rise, and there's some Godsmack stuff going around, and they'll obviously have the banner being fit in. They did the construction so they could fit in yet another banner there. It'll be happening. I mean, there'll be lots of pomp and circumstance and fireworks and surprises, I'm sure. And I do actually think that that gives an advantage to the home team. I think it creates an energy and an environment. A lot of times these home teams win. Now, I know it's not the traditional Thursday night opener that we've seen in recent years, and even the Patriots lost one of those to the Chiefs a couple years ago. But I do think the environment, the home crowd, the atmosphere very much aids the home team, the defending Super Bowl champion. And I think you'll see that again on Sunday night. I think the Patriots will have the emotional advantage early in the game, and it's up to the Steelers to do what Kansas City did a couple years ago and make plays and take the crowd out of it and provide their own energy to put themselves into position to pull the upset.
All right, as we get ready to start the season, Andy, who's one guy on this team that you feel very confident is going to exceed the expectations this year?
Well, one guy I'm really excited about, and I hope he stays healthy, is Juwan Bentley, the young inside linebacker. Started a couple games the last year as a rookie, fifth-round pick, and he's back. I think he's going to have a phenomenal year. I think he, you know, talking to Gerard Mayo about him, and Gerard Mayo was an all-pro inside linebacker. Mayo jokes that he feels like Bentley's bigger than he was, faster than he was, stronger than he was, quicker than he was, that, you know, he has all the ability in the world to be a really fun player. And I'm prone to those physical, you know, fullbacks, inside linebackers. I like watching those guys play. So I'm intrigued to see what he brings to the table. And another linebacker I'd throw in there is Jamie Collins. You know, he was, once upon a time, he was that budding Pro Bowl linebacker looking for a big contract. Well, he got the big contract in Cleveland, got his money. Now he comes back and he can just sort of get in where he fits in. And I think you're going to see his versatility put to good use by the Patriots in terms of blitzing some off the edge, getting some pressures and sacks, but also making plays in the passing game. He's just a phenomenal natural athlete. So I think the linebackers in general are going to be a lot of fun to watch this year.
You mentioned him. How great is it to have Mayo on that coaching staff?
It's great. And he has a natural aura about him, whether it's talking to the media, but more importantly, talking to players on the practice field. Just a youthful exuberance and energy, but also a confidence that comes, I think, from his playing experience. And, you know, it's amazing that a guy has gone from essentially the boardroom and the media circuit to calling defensive plays for Bill Belichick in less than a year. And I really think Mayo, if he wants to stick to coaching, I think he's got a bright future. I think he'll be a future head coach in the National Football League. And he's liked and respected by everyone. And I mean everyone, players, coaches, ownership, media, fans. I've never heard a bad word about Gerard Mayo. I think he has a really, really bright future. And I think he's going to help this team this year.
Andy Hart, WEEI, WEEI.com, breaking it down for us. Andy, thanks so much. Always great to talk with you. Enjoy the game this weekend. And we'll catch up with you again soon.
Enjoy the game tonight. We got football, baby. The NFL is back, so it's my time of year. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks again, Andy.
See ya.
Andy Hart here on Downtown talking New England Patriots football. Our Boston Insiders come your way every day thanks to the Ground Round. Happy hour pricing from 3 to 6. Specials during games, including tonight. Great service and amazing food at your locally owned and operated Ground Round on the Alvin Road in Bangor.